time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Raya Jetta, Bloomberg News reporter. Lovers of the New York Times game Connections having difficulty solving that game should not feel bad. A group of Barnard College students decided to see if chatbots could solve this and 200 other games, and the results are kind of interesting. So, Raya, talk about what did they find? Computers not as smart as we thought?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Computers aren't as smart as we thought they were, it turns out. So these Barnard students were in a class, and they decided to take four different chatbots, the latest ones on the market, from OpenAI, Alphabet's Google, Anthropic, and Meta, and they decided to solve 200 games. And they found that chatbots could only solve the game 8% of the time, which is staggering. And that was worse than human novices and way worse than human experts.
Oh, that makes us feel a little bit better. So what was the problem?
So the problem is that the game tests humans' abstract reasoning skills, so how well we can solve problems. And it turns out that AI just isn't that good at problem solving yet. And so companies and researchers are working on this at the moment. In a recent OpenAI all-hands meeting, the leadership actually told employees that they're trying to improve the reasoning of their technology. And, I mean, it turns out that chatbots are really bad at specific kinds of knowledge, which is what the game revealed. So they're good at solving problems that relate to semantic knowledge. So, you know, they could put together the grouping of followers, lemmings, puppets, and sheep, which is a common connections semantic category. But they really struggled with associative categories and even harder categories, like encyclopedic and linguistic categories.
This is interesting because it might lead some companies to think twice about, you know, replacing some of their workers with AI.
Perhaps, but we're also seeing that companies are, you know, using these word problems to improve their models at really rapid rates. So this research will likely be used to improve specific kinds of abstract reasoning. But at the same time, you know, I spoke to the researchers who worked on this, and they said that they, you know, the abstract reasoning, especially in the presence of distractors, because these games are, you know, meant to kind of throw a curveball into how we're thinking, it's really hard for LLMs, for large language models. And what's clear at the moment is that even after ingesting all of this data, AI still can't solve this puzzle that everybody, you know, some of us love to solve, but some of us also love to hate.
Well, did those researchers understand? They said, well, we expected this. There's a learning curve even for the computers, mm-hmm. and this is it.
Yep, there is a steep learning curve. And I mean, there are many things that will go into improving the abstract reasoning skills of large language models. Word games might be one answer to it, but this is only one kind of problem solving. This game includes encyclopedic, semantic, associative, linguistic, and other kinds of reasoning. But I mean, the capabilities of language models won't only be improved by mastering this game. There's so much else out there.
So it also shows how much more the potential for AI to be used in the workplace, because once it starts to master this kind of problem solving and reasoning, it sounds like there's so much more it can do.
Absolutely. I think a lot of us kind of saw the news that large language models can solve the SAT, it can solve the LSAT, it can crack, you know, ancient scrolls. We've seen some of that. But, you know, there are a lot of things that large language models cannot do yet. And one of them is the connections game. Large language models are good at solving crosswords, and it can solve the New York Times game Wordle for people who are a fan of that. But connections is still kind of a sticking point because it brings together these different ways that we have to abstract reason in the game.
Yeah, so like gathering things, and which one of these things, what do these things have all in common, or which one of these things is different from the other?
Exactly. So for people who haven't played the game, it takes place on a 4x4 virtual grid with 16 words in it. And the player's job is to group these into sets of four, and each grouping becomes progressively harder. So the example that I gave before, followers, lemmings, puppets, and sheep, those are synonyms for conformists. There are more challenging groupings that, for example, might be Delhi, Nice, Rome, and Seoul, which are all, you know, cities, but they're spelt phonologically, not as they are as the cities. So you have to put together, you know, different types of reasoning to solve that. And people often find these very bizarre. And the internet has really come after the game at times. So we have really funny comments on X, formerly Twitter, people saying, you know, the game chose violence today and it deserves jail time and it's conditioning people to find patterns that aren't there. So it's really become, you know, a notorious brain-bending test that people love to dunk on online.
Well, you sold me. I'm going to have to try it out, but just what I needed, another distraction, right? Raya, thanks very much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg News reporter Raya Jetha. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.